This is the Democratic Voice of Burma. Welcome to DVB English News. I'm Joe. In this week's headlines, Myanmar munitions used in Ukraine-Russia war. Human Rights Watch investigates use of white phosphorus in Karen State. Military seeks to bolster its unmanned aerial vehicle capabilities. Drone training underway at Yangon Air Defense Command Headquarters. Students enroll in university to avoid conscription. Richard Horsey, the senior Myanmar advisor at the International Crisis Group, spoke to DVB. He said that the military regime in Naypyidaw has sent munitions to Russia and vice versa. Munitions from the regime's Myanmar Director of Defense Industries have reportedly been used by Russia and Ukraine.
What's interesting is that since the Ukraine war, it's been a two-way flow. There are Myanmar Defense Industries munitions to Russian caliber being sent to the battlefield in Ukraine. And, you know, the Ukrainian deputy intelligence chief has spoken about that.
That was Richard Horsey, the senior Myanmar advisor at the International Crisis Group. He added that Ukraine has also used munitions sourced from Myanmar since Russia invaded on February 24, 2022. Moscow has maintained close ties with Naypyidaw since the 2021 Myanmar military coup. Bonnie Doherty, the senior arms advisor in the arms division at Human Rights Watch, spoke to DVB. She said that her team is collecting evidence to corroborate claims made by the Karen National Union. The KNU said that the military used white phosphorus munitions during fighting in Cockerake Township in April.
So white phosphorus is a type of incendiary weapon that has an incendiary effect. It sets fires and has the potential to burn people. It's used primarily to set smoke screens or to illuminate an area, but it has the incendiary effect, creates severe burns. So we treat it as an incendiary weapon. That is something that should be great concern from a humanitarian perspective.
That was Bonnie Doherty, the senior arms advisor in the arms division at Human Rights Watch. The KNU and National Unity Government did not respond to DVB requests for comment. Morgan Michaels, a research fellow for Southeast Asian Politics and Foreign Policy at the International Institute for Strategic Studies, spoke to DVB. He said that the regime has taken steps to bolster the capabilities of its unmanned aerial vehicle since October.
Interestingly, 1027 appeared to be some sort of wake-up call for the regime in the sense that it has apparently recognized that it is not using drones itself in an offensive manner at a significant scale. And so recently, the regime has really stepped up efforts to acquire, but then also modify and deploy drones against opposition forces across the country. So this includes commercial drones, likely ones that it's sourcing from the Chinese market. But we also hear reports about the purchase of military drones.
That was Morgan Michaels, a research fellow at the International Institute for Strategic Studies. Michaels added that the regime has likely been purchasing military-grade UAVs and modifying commercial drones to use in combat. Residents of Yangon's Mabi Township told DVB that the military has been conducting training on the use of combat drones at its No. 5 Air Defense Operations Command headquarters. The military has been accelerating its use of combat drones during operations in Mon and Karen states. An anonymous source in the military told DVB that the regime purchased UAVs from China and that Russia is providing training on how to use them. Chinese-made drones were identified during fighting in Karen State last month. The regime stated that its Minister of Home Affairs, Yapye, visited Russia and China on April 11 to the 30th to purchase combat drones. Students said that enrollment for the distance learning program at Yangon's Dagon University has increased. Under the military conscription law, students are temporarily exempt from service. Classes for the distance learning program began on May 4th. A university student told DVB that he enrolled in the program to avoid conscription. The Dagon University Students Union expressed concern that the military could collect their data. Many citizens aged 18 to 35 have evaded the conscription law by finding work abroad or by going to areas of the country under the control of resistance forces. And that's all for this week's headlines. I'm Joe. Coming up, When We See the Planes is an art and photo exhibit on the use of airstrikes against civilians by the military. It will take place at Studio Fluff in Bangkok from May 24th to June 2nd. Stay tuned to DVB English News on X, Facebook, Instagram, Threads, and TikTok. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Find us on YouTube Music or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.